Today's show is brought to you by the 4th of July. Quick question. Is calling someone a Yankee Doodle Dandy these days deemed inappropriate?
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Do you know what today is?
Do you know what today is?
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday
is more than just another Thursday.
Okay, that's today. What about tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
What's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the 4th of July.
4th of July tomorrow.
4th of July? You mean the 4th of July?
Celebration of our nation's birth.
Are there fireworks?
People are going to love these fireworks.
Right, boys, there's going to be some fireworks.
Got a lot of business to get through today.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa device.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa? Well, you just simply enable the skill. You just got to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and... she will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So easy. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show and we repack it into a full-length podcast every day, Monday through Friday, and that usually drops around noon or so. And you just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. You can find it on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com, and just click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find a link to the podcast as well. It's kind of our virtual TAM machine. And if that is not enough for ye, you can even watch our show segments and share them with your friends. Follow us, like us long time, at the Mike Show VA. That's on the Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even the X, the Twitter, MySpace, your face and my place, wherever you get your social media. But you can watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right. Busy day. Wrapping up the week because we're taking tomorrow off. So we have, not only do we have Theatre Thursday, and Aaron's going to be joining us from the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. We've got guests aplenty. We're going to have a full house in the studio for Theatre Thursday. We also have Dallas is going to be joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats, simply because we're going to be off tomorrow, and he usually comes in on a Friday. But he wants to tell us about their fireworks and everything that's going on for the 4th of July. So Dallas will be in from your Lynchburg Hillcats. And Foster will be joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce in just a few. That is all on the way. Let's do this. And, of course, we've got your five random facts and your stupid criminals in dot news and some good news for you as well. We got a 4th of July roundup, including processed meat, travel forecasts, and a massive explosion in California. We're going to tell you all about that, plus our top list. Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says, America sucks. We're going to tell you how to respond. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now, an ordinary kid on the 4th of July.
I think my dad's a pyromane. Let's just say he likes to set stuff on fire. On 4th of July, Dad starts with the barbecue. I suffered through at least 6 years of burnt hamburgers. All the time he's getting toasted on alcohol. Then the fireworks. Enough to level a small town. He brags to anyone that will listen. These are the good ones. They're illegal. Because in a court of sack filled with children, safe and sane are bad words, I guess. But at the end of the day, the 4th of July is all about the red, white, and blue. Red for red meat, white for white claws, and blue as in... Dad, I think you just blew up the cat. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it has been. It's the Mike Show. All right, happy 4th, everybody. Well, on the 3rd, but tomorrow we're taking off. So we got a roundup here. A few 4th of July stories we're tracking as we head into the holiday weekend. Seven people were reported missing after a huge explosion at a fireworks warehouse in California Tuesday night. Several cities had to cancel or postpone their 4th of July displays because their fireworks were stored there. If you hadn't seen it, the footage of the explosion is insane. A record 72.2 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this weekend. AAA says the worst time to be on the road today is between 2 and 6 p.m. But Wednesday was the worst day to travel. Now, if you left yesterday, you're probably still stuck in traffic. Burgers top the list of a new poll on our favorite foods to grill. Our top picks are burgers, steaks, and hot dogs. Meanwhile, a study found there's no safe amount of processed meat. A hot dog on the 4th probably won't kill you unless you choke on it. But even eating small amounts of processed meat on a regular basis can cause health issues. USA Today did a video on how to keep pets safe and calm on the 4th of July. For anxious dogs and cats, it is the worst day of the year. A station in Houston did a story on how spaghetti can help keep your pet calm. Spaghetti? I'm not going to feed spaghetti to Jerry. I'm sorry. A veterinarian said getting them used to popping sounds can help. And if they're really touchy about it, you can start by snapping up a bunch of dry spaghetti. Oh, snapping a bunch of dry spaghetti to simulate sudden pops. Not feeding them spaghetti. Okay, I get it. Then work your way up to bubble wrap, I guess. USA Today also did a story on the town of Bristol, Rhode Island, because it's been celebrating the 4th of July longer than anyone else since 1785. GMA did a segment on the 4th of July. Safety tips when you factor in fireworks, pools, car crashes, grilling mishaps. It's one of the most dangerous days of the year. So have fun. Good luck. Be careful out there. And finally, 86% of Americans will celebrate the 4th of July in one way or another, according to the National Retail Federation. That's with Captain Kirk, right? Yeah. That's pretty much in line with the past 2 years when 87% said they were celebrating. The lowest level ever was 76% in 2020 because of the pandemonium. So that brings us to our top list. The 4th of July is all about patriotism. Evidently, some people didn't get that memo. So in case you encounter one of those D-bags at tomorrow's barbecue, feel free to whip out anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. All right, here we go. Number one. Who won every Super Bowl? Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Which country can say, yeah, that's our Pope? America. Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Nick Cannon could raise his kids anywhere. He chose to raise all 8 million here. Our top list today, top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Where does every Real Housewives film? Well, okay, except for the one in Dubai. Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Do the Avengers have a Captain Sweden? Yeah, I didn't think so. Where else can you smell a burning Waymo? Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Guess which country took cheese and then took steak and said, hey, these two should merge. Top comebacks to one of those idiots who says America sucks. Name any other place that celebrates its birthday with a hot dog eating contest. Yep. And why does Prince Harry prefer being the most hated person here instead of the most loved in England?
Hello!
There you go. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1871. The first professional Major League Baseball game is played between the Cleveland Forest Cities and Fort Wayne Kekiongas. Afterwards, everyone enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The sixth Jurassic Park sequel is now showing. At this point, the franchise has survived longer than the dinosaurs did. Producers want the next James Bond to be under 30. The new movie is called The Spy Who Was Priced Out of the Housing Market. Researchers say tiny nose robots can clear infected sinuses. Best not to ask what their solution is for constipation. Billy Idol discovered he had a secret son. When the kid found out who his dad was, he was totally cool with keeping it a secret. And the WNBA is giving expansion teams to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. Those teams will have huge crowds when Caitlin Clark plays against them. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. So I like Tiny Nose Robots. So for the episode title, Tiny Nose Robots. Okay, that's, I had to add that to the podcast. Episode 126 is what we're doing right now. It is the Mike Show. Let's see, what is today? Today's a Thursday edition. So 4th of July tomorrow. Again, program note, we're taking the day off. So this will be the last show this week. Do you have any plans for the 4th of July? Does doing nothing count? Let me emphasize with sound. Yes, it does. A new poll asked people what they'll be doing this weekend. And the number one thing we're looking forward to doing is nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. And I totally agree with that. Now, that's not entirely true, of course, because we have the 4th of July fireworks tomorrow at the Lynchburg Hillcats. Then we've got the 5th of July fireworks in downtown Lynchburg. And hopefully we'll be going up to the pool at some point. So anyway, so there are things, but 43% of Americans agree with me. And they say their plans include staying home and kicking back. It's the most common thing we've got planned for the weekend. Here are the actual things we're doing for Independence Day. We'll do this from the bottom up. 10% said none of the above, literally no plans. 2% said we'll go fishing. 4% will go camping or hiking. 5% will go to the beach. 11% will watch some sports. 10% will go to a 4th of July event like a parade. Only 10% plan on setting off fireworks themselves. That seems low. 16% will go to the fireworks show. 33% will go to a barbecue or picnic this weekend. And 35% will spend time with family or go to a family get-together. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, if you transplanted one man's testicles to another man. Sorry. Not only would they work, but they would still produce offspring from the original donor. And that ethical issue is one of the reasons that testicular transplants are super rare.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Number two, the most valuable stamp in the world is a 1 cent 1856 British Guiana stamp. That's British Guiana. That's how you pronounce it, right?
British Guiana.
British Guiana. I got it right. It sold at auction in 2014 for $9.5 million. Number three, your rectum
in the buttocks
has similar cells to your mouth. which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them. Yep. There you go. Number four. There are only two companies with a perfect AAA credit rating. Johnson & Johnson, Johnson & Johnson, and Microsoft. And then number five. Here, let's do this and click that. And there we go. Music. Number five. Antarctica now gets about 123,000 tourists a year. But what about Uncle Artica? That's up from 5,000 tourists a year in 1990 to 125,000 now. Wow. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. That's on the way. We've got Audio Vault coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Right before the 4th of July holiday, we are taking off tomorrow. So we want to cram in as much stuff as we can today. Each and every Thursday, we bring Foster from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Today is no exception. And from time to time, she brings us a guest. Hi, Foster.
Morning, Mike.
Who did you bring today?
So I have a familiar face with me today, Andy Gibson. She's with the Andy. Smith Mountain Lake Insiders, and she's been on the show once before. So if you need a rundown of what the SML Insiders are, go back and listen to that. But Andy, feel free to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit what you got going on.
Hey, Andy. Hi.
Right. So thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, we are the Smith Mountain Lake Insiders. We are a comprehensive website about Smith Mountain Lake. We also publish a quarterly magazine and an annual dining guide. So I picked today because we are getting ready to go into probably the busiest weekend of the year at Smith Mountain Lake, the 4th of July holiday weekend. So there's just a bunch going on, and I just thought I would share that with your listeners.
Very, very cool. Well, tell us all the stuff, or give us a rundown of what's going on at Smith Mountain Lake this weekend.
Right. So one of the most popular Smith Mountain Lake traditions is to go and view fireworks by boat. If you click on that at the top, there's a link that says fireworks guide or something at the top of that website. And you'll see a pretty awesome photo that one of our photographers, Bryce Scott, took a few years ago of all of the boats out on the lake. And so that is the fireworks at Parkway Marina. And those are taking place July 4th. And then on the 5th, they're at Mitchell's Point Marina. And then on the 6th, the new Wind Vineyards out here at the lake is having a celebration that is like all afternoon and then culminates with fireworks. Yeah, so there's the photo. Pretty awesome. We do have this blog post that details when everything is, and also some safety and some safety tips and details on the no wake protocol, which just keeps everybody safe.
Absolutely.
On July 4th and July 5th.
Well, I can imagine there's not a bad spot on the lake for watching fireworks by boat.
Right. You don't have to do it by boat. I mean, there are plenty of places on land. Both of those marinas are great spots to see the fireworks, you know, by land. So if you're not interested in getting out and all that, there's plenty of spaces, you know, just on the shoreline where you can see some awesome fireworks.
Very, very cool. And folks can learn more if you visit smith-mountain-lake.com.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Google SML Insiders and you'll find us all over the place.
Okay. So you had mentioned the magazine publications as well. When do those usually come out?
Right. So our big summer issue is out now. It's in racks all over the lake. We have about 70 different free racks, including at the Smith Mountain Lake Visitor Center at Bridgewater Plaza. There's, I think, 7 or 8 racks actually at Bridgewater. So it's just such a popular spot. It's our big boating issue. So there's lots of content about boating. We also have our new dining guide out, which has been extremely popular. It's if you click on the dine from the main navigation, it has one of our most popular posts that we turn into a print article, and that is waterfront dining. Actually, go up a little bit, go up to the top, and just click at the very, very top. Click dine from the main.
Oh, wow.
Main headline. You're going down. You want to go up.
I am.
See that in the very top where it says magazines, activities, boating?
Yeah.
Dining.
Dining guide. There.
There you go.
I thought I clicked that.
Yeah. So there's the cover you can see, which we took out of the new Tiff's lakefront restaurant at Mariner's Landing. It has comprehensive listings of all the restaurants at the lake, on the water, off the water. But the waterfront dining guide is what's so popular. So we have all of them rounded up. There are 21 different restaurants that you can visit on the water. You can either go by boat or by land and just enjoy the water view. We have a roundup of pet-friendly restaurants because I get a lot of questions about people, where can I take my dog? And there, I think there were 41 of those, which kind of surprised me. People have, you know, a lot of course, you have to be out on the patio, but that's always fun to take your dog. And then we have a bunch of print and digital maps. So I get a lot of questions from people like, I'm coming to the lake, where should we eat? And I'm like, well, it depends on, you know, where you're staying. If you're staying on the Bedford County side, you know, I'm going to recommend something different than if you're staying on the Franklin County side. So we have it in a digital map so you can kind of see exactly like where you're closest to in terms of restaurants.
Oh, very, very cool. Now I have an idea. I think it's a million-dollar idea, and I'm just going to give it away right now.
Listening.
Okay. Somebody should have a restaurant on the water that has a drive-through. Okay. There you and you take your boat and you drive up to the little speaker and they say, and then you give them your order and then you go, and no ketchup, 7.85, and then you paddle on up to the window and you get your order and then you just go off.
I know there is one restaurant owner who actually mentioned that to me in the spring. I'm not going to say who it is. He didn't end up doing it, but I think it was more of a logistical thing, like, you know, getting boats in and out. But and it's because a lot of these places, the boat parking is, you know, it's kind of limited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like roll them out. Some sort of a drive-through, we could serve more people. But
all right. I have a better idea. Instead of going up to a dock or a building, you take a bigger boat out to the middle with all the food and stuff, and then people come up on either side of the boat. And
there are actually 3 floating restaurants. And
that's great.
About that in the dining guide, which of course you can read everything online too. So there's, of course, the Virginia Dare. You can take that out as a sightseeing cruise, and they include meals. There's the ice cream boat, which everybody knows is like a huge Smith Mountain Lake tradition. And then last year, this gentleman started a hot dog boat. So,
okay, see, so now my million-dollar idea is not.
I think it still has potential. Yeah.
There's merit to it, but I think between the ice cream boat and the hot dog boat, I'm covered. I'm good. And okay. When I hear the jingle, I go running. I'm just like a little kid. I go running to the end of the dock.
Yeah, and so do dogs. Yeah. Doggy treat, so the dogs all run down there too.
Oh, that's actually so cute.
Wow. It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. We've got the SML insiders talking about what's going on at Smith Mountain Lake this weekend for the 4th of July and all summer long. Check out the guide. Check them out. Just Google Smith Mountain Lake Insiders or SML Insiders, and you will find it. And we'll link that up on this broadcast as well. Andy, thank you so much for taking time today.
My pleasure.
We really appreciate it. Foster.
Mike.
You've got stuff and things going on at the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. The gala is coming up.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the gala. That's our biggest event of the year, our biggest fundraiser, biggest business gathering, most Absolutely. Anticipated thing that we do.
Yeah.
It's not till September 25th, but we've been gearing up for it, I think, since April. Our award nominees got released, I think, June 1st, and we're in the period where the selection committee is reviewing their questionnaires and their in the process of making their selection for the award winners. So that's really exciting. I actually try not to find out. I don't go out of my way to find out who is the winner until right before the gala. So I'll find out at the same time as everybody else, which is September 25th.
Yeah, but, no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. It's more fun that way. And yeah. I like, because I see everybody throughout the summer, all the finalists, and we do award videos with them where we interview them and talk about a little bit about who they are, what they do, what it means to be nominated, what their goals for the future are. And we try to promote them in different ways. And it's cool for me to be like, you know, I don't know who it is. So I don't treat anybody differently. Like, they're all winners in my book, because it is like a huge honor to just be recognized by your peers or the people at your company for being a great boss or a great nonprofit or a great business. And it's one of the most meaningful things that we as a chamber can do.
And now tickets are still available for the Excellence in Business Award Gala. And that's going to be held where?
At Cedar Oaks Farm. If you've been to Cedar Oaks, you know it's absolutely gorgeous. And I really recommend to people, if you've never been there before, this is a great way to get there. Cedar Oaks is so... We do our gala on a Thursday because Cedar Oaks is so booked out. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have some weddings on Thursdays there. They have events there on Wednesdays. Yeah, they are doing really, really well because it's absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the best places in Bedford, in my opinion, that you can go to and see the peaks and have a great venue and just have a really great time. But this is like a fantastic event, even though I'm working it and I'm planning it and organizing it. Even when I'm there, I'm having a fantastic time because it's a great group of people that are like Team Bedford, whether they're super involved with the chamber or they just feel passionately about supporting our business community, or maybe they're just a family member of somebody that's gotten nominated for an award and they're just coming on out to support them. It's awesome. We have a silent auction. We have a cash bar. And this year, this is really exciting. Fables and Feathers Winery has actually sponsored everybody's first round of drinks.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, so that's really cool to have that this year. They're a great partner. They were actually Small Business of the Year last year. So we really appreciate them doing this for everybody this year. But it's networking, there's music. It's just a lot of fun. And the sit down dinner was once the largest sit down dinner in Virginia, which is a really cool fact. And we still get to continue the tradition. So this is 86 years of doing the gala.
That is fantastic. It's Thursday, September 25th. And you can get your tickets if you visit BedfordAreaChamber.com. Look for the 86th Excellence in Business Awards Gala information and click on that and you'll find the link. Cedar Oaks Farms. It's going to be a great time. We're going to be out there as well. Well, gang, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. If you are not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce, you need to be. It's very affordable. You can learn more by visiting bedfordareachamber.com. Get with Foster and Kayla, and they'll provide more information. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Thanks. Have a good day.
Happy 4th of July. Yes. It is the Mike Show coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Dallas, you're a day early. No, we're off tomorrow. So that's why Dallas is joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. How has the team, we'll talk about the team, how the team's been, and we'll talk about postseason play and the big announcement, fireworks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the team's doing pretty well. I think right now we're in second place for the Northern Division. Of course, we already clinched playoffs, so we're guaranteed a spot there.
Nice.
So now we're just kind of riding it downhill. Huge homestand ahead, the biggest of the season. Okay. So we have this week and then next week of games, and then I believe we have 2 weeks off after that. But 4th of July is always the biggest of the season. Right now we're close to 3,000 tickets sold just for the 4th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be – we're going to be busting at the seams, but the show should be worth it.
This is fantastic. Folks, don't delay. Go to lynchburg-hillcats.com and get your tickets. Make sure you get your tickets for 4th of July. That's going to be a fantastic game. But you've got plenty of opportunities to see the Hillcats for the next couple weeks. Talk about the event and talk about some of the promotionals and giveaways and food and things that folks can expect.
Yeah. So today's another kind of big day. We're giving away the Patriotic jerseys. So I have one here. We're going to give away 1,000 of these guys.
Oh man. Those aren't
those
youth.
Are nice.
Those aren't youth jerseys, yeah. Are they?
No, these are for the big guys.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
So we have those today. Thank you Thursday. So all current and former service members are get free admission in. Okay. And then we're bringing back pitchers starting today and every Thursday game after, and then half price beer all night. So
nice.
It should be pretty big.
Yeah,
we have a ton of groups and stuff. And then, of course, tomorrow, 4th of July speaks for itself. You know, we have a pretty big fireworks show going on.
Yeah, I work the fireworks crew. We got a major show happening. We just got all the product coming in. So I'll be loading out for that at 5 p.m. It is going to be an epic show.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we're excited. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe we're the only fireworks show in town. I know the city's doing theirs.
It is the only one on July 4th. I'm working the next one on July 5th for downtown Lynchburg. But the Hillcats is where it's going to be tomorrow night.
Nice.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we're excited. So we got that going on. And then Saturday is going to be a day game. So the staff can get some R&R. And we're giving out these guys. We're giving out 1,200 of these. So it's going to be a 2 o'clock game. Gates open at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then Sunday is going to be sensory-friendly night or day. So no sound, no bright lights, no music, no video board, no reads, just baseball.
Awesome.
Take it back. So
I love that.
That's fantastic.
So it's the people who come, you know, just for the game. That's definitely gonna be the day for you, you know.
That's my favorite way to watch a baseball game.
Yep. Yep. And then once again, for us, like it's going to be a nice rest day, ideally. Nice. So
very, very cool. Well, get your tickets again. 4th of July. It's looking like it's going to be a capacity crowd. So get your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. And just, again, plenty of opportunities to see some great world-class baseball right here in Lynchburg. We've got, and as mentioned before, we've got postseason play. You guys have clinched a postseason spot. So congratulations on that. And man, let's keep rocking it.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we're excited.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Dallas, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That means it's Theatre.
Theatre Thursday. Best day of the week.
It really is. And this is a busy, busy day, too, because we're kind of jam-packed. We're taking tomorrow off. So we've got other segments and things. We got just a ton of folks.
Oh, here. I love it. I love it when their studio is full. We've Absolutely. Got Masterworks Theater here, and they are doing Steel Magnolias.
I have to pan.
Yes.
To fit everybody in.
Look at this
in.
Beautiful cast we have on this couch.
This is a wonderful cast. All right, so Masterworks Steel Magnolias. For the sake of brevity, on the show today, we're going to go down the row from this side to this side, introduce everybody, and talk about your characters, and mm-hmm. Aaron will jump in as well. So let's do that.
All right, so let's start. Tell us who you are, who you play, and what you love about her.
Okay, I'm Nicolette Calloway. I play Truvy, and what I love about Truvy is that she is the glue that kind of holds this whole group of women together. Everyone is centered in her salon the entire show. Everyone goes to Truvy's, whether it's hair, to cry, comfort, laughs, coffee, you name it. Truvy is that center for the girls.
Yeah, very much so.
My name is Maggie Geis, and I'm playing Shelby. I love about Shelby her independence, and I think her desire and determination to make her dreams come true. And I think just how she fits with this group of like kind of multi-generational women and the relationships that they all share.
So. Oh yeah, beautiful.
I'm Cindy Capps, and I'm playing Weezer Boudreaux. And what I love about Weezer is that she has a tough exterior, but she has a really soft heart.
Yeah.
I'm Loretta Whitman, and I'm playing Malin. And I love this story. It's just such a well-written play, and I love the relationship that I get to have with my daughter, Shelby, and how all of the women in the shop support each other as they're going through different parts of life.
I'm Lily Skinner. I play Annelle. And Annelle is just a very dynamic character because she starts very mousy and kind of quiet and soft as the new girl in town who comes to work for Truvy. But then by the end, she kind of grows into her own person. And she's just very full of hope and constantly trying to be optimistic despite, you know, all of the problems that she's had in her past, and then constantly growing and changing and kind of like a one extreme to the next kind of character.
I'm Jenny Horton, and I play Clary. And what I love most about Clary are her one-liners. She never stops, but also she never lets things get too serious. Mm-hmm. She likes to lighten the mood by doing something crazy.
Yeah, and this is such a this has become such a classic tale of the friendships between women and how women come together and create a community to support each other through the good times, the bad times. We get to see a lot of, I love Annelle because we see a whole transition there. I feel like there's a whole side story about Annelle that I want to like explore and see like what happens to her after the play. But and then Shelby is just like the fruition of this entire core group of women, their values, everything. So this is a really wonderful tale. I'm so glad you guys are bringing this onto the stage. So you guys are in the Warehouse Theater. Tell us a little bit about how the production has been.
Denise has done a fantastic job of directing this group. She is so wonderful at kind of coming up to you and say, well, what would you think about, or how do you think about it? It's not like, oh, you need to change and do this. Mm-hmm. And she has really created a community, not only on the stage with the characters, but between us as well.
That's wonderful. That's especially in this kind of a production to have, because it has been done so many times and yet there's so many new choices you can make. And having that core group of actors and also a supportive director, that's great. A little bit about the performances. So you guys are opening next weekend on Friday, and three performances, Friday, Saturday, four performances. Yes. What time will those shows be?
Friday at 7, and then we have Saturday matinee at 2, Saturday evening at 7, and then Sunday matinee at 3.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, now I know I can make it because you have a Saturday matinee, so perfect.
What is what's been some of the more challenging parts of your roles? I guess is one question I think we can work in.
There's emotional content.
Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah.
And it's heavy.
Well, it's heavy, but also then totally balanced by the light as well.
Yes.
But I think also every play has a different sort of challenge, and I think it's dealing with the hair sort of situation. Washing people's hair, putting hair up and down while you're doing all this other stuff is really a big part.
Yeah, the business in this, and it has to be so realistic, too. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had any experience doing hair previous to being in Steel Magnolias?
Other than your own.
Other than, yes.
Not any hair that was done in the 80s.
In the 80s, yes. The best part of
that
the
show. That is a great part of the show.
Is phenomenal.
That is wonderful. And the material is challenging. There is obviously a loss that happens, and I think that can bring out a lot of emotions. But I also agree that the way that the women handle this loss is shows the beauty. Again, the play's called Steel Magnolias. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of strength there. Have there been any other challenges with trying to mount this production?
Just remembering our lines.
Yeah.
I actually, at the start of our rehearsals, I went through and highlighted all of my lines, and then I counted them.
Oh, girl.
And I was like, wow. Oh, 254 lines.
Yeah, that will intimidate you.
So, but, I mean, it is amazing how far we've come, and the rehearsals this week is really to just perfect that before we get into Tech Week next week, and where we are now with knowing our lines and our blocking, now we're getting to the point where we're really feeling the scene and being able to really be in character and do the playful things in between the scene or in between the lines that we maybe weren't doing before because we were so, I gotta get the line.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now all the organic stuff is happening.
Oh, that's the best part when you get to play. So for each one of you, to give me one word about Steel Magnolias that you would tell an audience member about this show. Just one word.
Laughter.
Heartfelt.
Friendships.
Joy.
Growth.
It's hard being the last.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I absolutely agree. This is a beautiful play, and it will be a beautiful production. And now I am so delighted I get to see it. So Masterworks Theater, the Warehouse Theater, they will be doing Steel Magnolias. That opens July 11th, goes through the weekend of July 11th, 13th. And Mike, I believe you can get tickets on Lynchburg Tickets, or you can go to the Mark Forman Foundation website, hit our calendar. The ticket link is right there.
Absolutely. And can you also get tickets at academycenter.org?
Yes.
All right. We've covered, I think we've covered all the bases for Steel Magnolias. How did we do that?
Oh, it was just, we have a wonderful cast.
Volume.
They are obviously well connected, which you got to be during this show.
Absolutely.
So I am very excited to see the story you guys bring onto the stage.
All right. Well, Break Legs, congratulations. Thank you so much. And thanks for joining us today. It is the Mike Show. It's the Theatre Thursday, brought to you by the Mark W. Foreman Foundation. If you go to markwformanfoundation.org, you can learn about this production and many, many others. You can just go to the calendar. It has a full calendar of all the theatrical performances, even youth theater.
Yes.
And where auditions are happening and all of that. It is a great resource. Every local theater is listed here, and it's an absolutely free resource as well. So just visit markwformanfoundation.org for more information. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. And thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It is the Mike Show Thursday edition. Coming up, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
Okie dokie doo. Here, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Now, a public service message from dogs about the 4th of July.
Is your dog not going to the bathroom on the carpet? Has it been ages since your little puppy has ripped up a brand new couch? Miss the days of your dog incessantly barking all night? Introducing 4th of July fireworks. This 4th of July, your neighbors will be lighting off fireworks all night long and getting your carpet soiled by your dog like the good old days. Say goodbye to that beautiful couch. And goodbye to a good night's rest. 4th of July fireworks. This sucks.
Okay. What about these fireworks? Let's go to viral videos. Seven people were reported missing after that huge explosion at a fireworks warehouse in California Tuesday night. Several cities had to cancel or postpone their 4th of July displays because their fireworks were stored there. Here are a couple of people reacting to the explosion.
There we go.
The whole house just started shaking and then shook again. We thought it was an earthquake.
Yeah, I was really scared when it first happened.
And the windows were just going back and forth. And my husband came running down the stairs. What was that? And I'm like, I don't know. Just a couple seconds later, there was another big explosion.
5 minutes and the next one hit 5 minutes again. And after that, that's when everybody started coming outside.
Okay. So are we in the midst of another mustache renaissance with many, many famous young stars like Timothée Chalamet, I can't pronounce his name, Donald Glover, Benson Boone, rocking mustaches. It has people wondering if we are in another era of the stash.
The kind of mustache that says, yeah, I've been nude on camera, what of it?
What of it? Let's see. A new law in Idaho declares that a sign stating "everyone is welcome here" over images of raised hands of different skin tones is political. Therefore, it can no longer be displayed in public school classrooms. I think we have sound.
This is an environment of welcoming.
Yeah.
and you should just get the hell out of here.
Good Lord. Okay, skip that. Skip that. Oh my. Okay, I have been. I don't know if this is by algorithm or by me, but Charlize Theron. I've been watching a lot of her movies lately. She's 49. She recently hooked up with a 26-year-old for a one-night stand. Here she is on the Call Her Daddy podcast talking about it.
I don't have many of them. I'm sitting here sounding like I do. So when I do, I'm like, I should have done this in my 20s. Probably had 3 one-night stands in my entire life. But I did just recently a 26-year-old, and it was really amazing.
We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. It's 4th of July weekend. Are you planning on watching some fireworks? Well, here's comedian and SNL alum Jim Brewer talking about why he won't miss them.
It's enough we got to gear up for 4th of July, which is another wasted American holiday. They ruined it. They ruined it. No longer in this country are we the people. Ever. And fireworks is the perfect example of that. What runs this country? Corporations. What runs 4th of July? Corporations! I don't want to be on the bridge and have to show up at 2 in the afternoon because by 7 in the afternoon there's 400,000 people.
Fireworks in 11 more hours!
We drove from Wisconsin to see these. And then anyone that ever does that has been to those celebrations once. Because you realize it's the dumbest event ever. Once you get caught going, wow, that one looked like it almost landed on us, right? This must be the grand finale.
There you go. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here, lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, vigorously give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Why Earthright? Because we're not just solar, we're roofing, energy efficiency, battery backup. We're your home energy partner from top to bottom. You don't need 5 different contractors. You need one team that gets the big picture and knows how to save you the most money long term. That's Earthright. Local, experienced, and here to make it easy.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in dot news. So when I read that this guy had wood, I thought it meant something completely different.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, and the headline is, a naked man armed with a piece of wood attacked two people in Raleigh, North Carolina on Tuesday. He walked up to a guy's car around 2:30 p.m., totally nude, and was holding a wooden post. He told the guy to let him in the car. Then he assaulted him with the post and took off. Shortly after that, he walked up to a woman eating lunch in her car, hit her in the arm with the post, and then tried to steal her car. She said he got in the driver's seat but couldn't figure out how to shift it into drive and never got it out of park. Police eventually tracked him down after he tried to hide out in some sort of storage area, ironically behind a strip mall. Get it? A strip mall? Last we checked, charges were still pending. And then there's this. A mom in Arkansas told police that she gave her 6-year-old daughter THC edibles to discourage her from using marijuana. Here's a forensic chemist, Bethany Pridgen, talking about the dangers of giving THC to kids.
Most all the products are made for adults, so the dosages are going to be made for the adult body. So first of all, that's definitely going to cause an issue when you're giving it to a smaller body, a small child. It's going to be a higher dose than they could even tolerate. And then also with vaping and edibles, the percent of THC in a lot of the products on the market is much higher than what you would necessarily see in a marijuana cigarette. So again, you've got really high dosages there.
Good Lord. Let's see. Do we have another one? I thought we had one more. Diddy. Diddy beat the more serious charge of sex trafficking and racketeering, but was convicted on transportation to engage in prostitution. He'll remain locked up until his sentencing. Here is his lawyer speaking after the verdict.
They acquitted him of the sex trafficking, which he was absolutely innocent of. They acquitted him of the racketeering conspiracy that he was absolutely innocent of, and all of the components to it. The kidnapping, he was innocent of that. The arson, he was innocent of that. The obstructing justice, he was innocent of that. And that is no longer just me saying that. That is the verdict of our jury.
Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A tour guide named Portia Duke was recently taking a train through Alaska and found a kitten on the tracks. She couldn't get to it, but decided to go back the next day to see if it was still there. And it was. At least 5 trains had passed over it while it was stuck there, but surprisingly wasn't injured. Portia says she and her boyfriend might adopt it.
I was like, well, we got to go, and either we find her and that'll be great, or don't, and we can tell ourselves that maybe her mom came back, but at least we'll have an answer. And there was really just no thought in our head that she would actually still be there. And there she was, still meowing.
And there she is, and there it is. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up Hill City Slide, which is a fundraiser for the United Way. That's coming up in August. Visit hillcityslide.com to get your tickets and to book your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back on Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday. We're going to take 4th of July off tomorrow, taking a long weekend. We will be back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron. Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.